This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A wind-powered cargo ship has set sail in a move to make shipping greener. The large red cargo ship named Pyxis Ocean, chartered by U.S. shipping firm Cargill, has been retrofitted with two wind wings, large steel sails 123 feet tall, designed by UK company BAR Technologies and produced by Yara Marine Technologies. The wind wings stand vertically. Think of the smokestacks on old steam-powered ships to visualize them, and are expected to generate emissions savings of up to 30%. If used in combination with alternative fuels, developers say that the savings would be even higher. The wind wings are made from steel and glass composite, and before the ship enters a port or passes under a bridge, they can be folded on deck to lower the profile of the ship and avoid collisions with bridges or port structures. The wind wings were fitted onto the Pyxis Ocean in Shanghai before the ship traveled to Singapore, where it was loaded with fuel and officially launched for its travel to Brazil. The shipping industry produces more than 1 billion tons of carbon dioxide each year, accounting for nearly 3% of human-caused global emissions. In July, the commercial shipping sector pledged to reduce its planet-heating pollution to net zero by or around 2050. While it's not a new concept to use the power of wind, new wind-assisted propulsion technologies have been gaining popularity in recent years. Huge kites and rotor technologies have been tried on cargo ships to try to reduce their dependence on diesel fuel. But there are only 20 large commercial vessels equipped with wind propulsion operating today. One of the major benefits of the Wind Wings project, co-funded by the European Union, is that it offers a retrofit solution that could help to reduce the carbon emissions of existing vessels. Not only do the wind wings help to reduce the emissions of the ship, they will also help vessel owners meet new industry rules on energy efficiency and save money by cutting fuel consumption. Wind wings can save 1.5 metric tons of fuel per wing per day, with the possibility of saving more on transocean routes. Yellowstone National Park visitation is up 3% from August 2023, with 870,000 recreation visits in August 2024 alone. So far in 2024, the park has hosted almost 3.5 million recreation visits, up 6% from last year, but down 3% from 2021. Yellowstone's trend for recreation visits over the last several years has shown fluctuations. The year before the pandemic, the park hosted 3.2 million visitors. That was 2019. In 2020, the park was closed mid-March through mid-May due to the shutdown for COVID-19. That summer, when people were encouraged to recreate outside, the park hosted 2.5 million people. The following year, with the nation coming out of the pandemic and with coronavirus vaccinations just becoming available, the public health guidance encouraged outdoor recreation, so the park hosted a record number of visitors, 3.59 million people. 2 years later, in 2022, the park closed in June due to historic floods. Infrastructure like roads and bridges, water and sewer systems were damaged, but the park opened later that year and hosted 2.4 million visitors. The next year, 2023, Yellowstone hosted 3.3 million people. This year, nearly 3.5 million people, and counting. Did you know Interstate 90 is the longest highway in the United States, connecting the West Coast from Seattle, Washington, to the East Coast in Boston, Massachusetts? I-90 is more than 3,020 miles long in its entirety. The route passes through 13 states, linking major cities like Chicago and Cleveland, and crossing iconic landscapes like the Rocky Mountains and Lake Michigan. I-90 includes the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway in Chicago and the Skyway toward Indiana, and it crosses into Canada via the Peace Bridge in Buffalo, New York, standing out as an essential artery for transportation and tourism across the northern part of the U.S. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.